heating and air.
It's 9:10. Target's massive data breach has a lot of us on high alert. Nearly one in four Americans may have been affected by the hacking of Target credit and debit card information. And cybersecurity experts expect a rise in retail security hacks in 2014.
Joining us live now, consumer expert Clark Howard. Good morning, Clark. Happy New Year. Welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you. I'm one of the affected people at Target.
So what have you learned? What did they tell you?
Well, if you go to Target's website, at first they were very, very quiet a couple of weeks ago, and now they've gone full court press. They're in full damage control mode, and they're very forthcoming now. One of the things you can do now is something that I think is just window dressing, but if you want to, you can. You can sign up for free credit monitoring. It's really, really easy, and they give you a year of tracking your credit to see if somebody's attempting identity theft, because enough information is out there on a lot of us that was stolen from Target. The criminals potentially could engage in full identity theft.
Why do you think that's just window dressing? Isn't that a pretty valuable tool?
Credit monitoring is basically a bit like a burglar alarm. But what's better is to lock the burglar down completely, which you can do with something known as credit freeze. With a credit freeze, what happens is you register with each of the three credit bureaus where you're issued a secret code by each of them. And without unlocking your credit, what's known as a temporary thaw, no one can apply for credit pretending to be you. Where with a fraud alert or a monitoring service, all that happens is you're told, hey, somebody's busy applying for stuff or already has succeeded in applying for credit as if they're you. Where with a credit freeze, they can't do it.
There was a report in USA Today which is indicating that we're going to find out that there were a lot more breaches of security coming down the pike. And at the end of last year, the end of 2013, a number of retailers and companies say they were hacked into. So this is a growing problem. We know it's going to get worse. Should we all now work on this credit freeze? Is that our best strategy against becoming a victim?
Well, credit freeze is very important because a lot of times it's the account takeovers and the identity theft we're not aware of till after it's already caused a lot of havoc and damage. So I love credit freeze, and in fact, on my website, I have a credit freeze guide. So you can just click on it, whether you live in Maryland, Virginia, or the district. You can just click on the link I've got, and then you freeze your credit. But there's something else as well that was a key vulnerability exposed in the Target frauds. Do not use a debit card when you shop.
Right.
Don't do it.
Why is
because
that?
With a debit card, it's money that comes directly out of your checking account. So if a criminal compromises your debit card number and starts using it, your money disappears. Your rights under federal law are pathetic with debit cards, not anywhere near like they are with credit cards. So your money vanishes from your checking account. You have checks starting to bounce. And then you have to fight with your own bank or credit union to get your own money restored to your account. With a credit card, it's much less of a problem. You have phony charges that appear on a statement. No money has left your account. You dispute it with your credit card company, and usually that's pretty much it.
Man, it is crazy how vulnerable
we
are. Clark, thanks. Yeah, that's excellent information. Appreciate the help
sure.
this morning.
Clark, what's your website for anyone who may be...
ClarkHoward.com, and just in the search box put in credit freeze, and it'll take you to my 50-state credit freeze guide.
Awesome right. stuff. Clark Howard, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's 9:14.